Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 76 for March 8th, 2010. Foodie Gadgets. This episode of Munchcast is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap chop. Here's a potato. One slap, you can fix chunks for the stew. Two slaps, no fries. In the second, and look at this. With your add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets. It's reaching point.
Wow.
You lost out. You hate making salad.
You know you hate making salad.
You hate making salad. Somebody don't have any salad in your diet. Want just one slap. Salad.
It's 5 seconds. As seen on TV time on Munchcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show. That was a rather abrupt. Let's fade it out.
I thought I had to break dance for a minute there.
Yeah. Cammie Blackstone.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Camelin.
Munchcasters everywhere.
Yes. This is the show where you learn all about delicious food items.
Yeah, and this time items that make delicious food. So we're kind of turning the tables just a tad.
So this is about gadgets.
This is about, you know, it's just amazing, Leo. If you look to your grocery store, there is probably a tool or gadget or appliance for just about every food item available today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. In fact, you could just, there's not enough counter space for all the wonderful things.
It's amazing. I mean, you can go as basic as, say, an apple parer or a potato peeler or a cherry pitter. Did you have a cherry pitter, by the way?
What does a cherry pitter look like?
Oh my God, they are so awesome. You know what? I should have brought one.
If we chat about cherry pitters, is that pitter patter?
Cherry pitter patter. There's got to be a tongue twister in there, but it is amazing.
If Jerry Seinfeld had a cherry pitter, would it be Jerry's cherry pitter? If Jerry Seinfeld had cherry pitter patter, would it be Jerry Seinfeld's cherry pitter patter?
Jerry Seinfeld had cherry pitter and was talking about it, but the cherry pitter was also his putter, then it would be. Okay.
How about those cherry pitters, huh?
Well, you know what they are. You know what? I wish I had one right here.
What does it look like?
Well, it's kind of like tongs that you pull, but there's
a
holder thing for the cherry. And
I have one of those, but then there's something similar for a strawberry hair removal.
Those are the hullers. Yeah,
that's
those
a huller. Strawberry
hold
huller.
The strawberry, you go like this. But the cherry pitter, you squeeze, and then this like nail thing punches the pit right out, and it goes flying. It's almost like a weapon. It's just amazing. Because those pits, they just go everywhere.
I have a cherry pitter, and I'm not afraid to use it. Stand back!
So, you know, I mean, there are those sorts of things. And if you go through, like, utensil history, I mean, people had been peeling potatoes for some time. And then they're, like, they really fancy apple.
I have a potato peeler. I have a left-handed potato peeler.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, I'm a lefty, so all of these gadgets, they have to be reproduced in a form suitable for my personal disability.
Have you been to the left-handed store at Pier 39?
Is that Ed Flanders' store?
Ned Flanders.
Well,
you know, my son, Lewis, is also left-handed.
He's a lefty, oh. So you probably hang out there.
Well, he told me one day we went there and he needed a left-handed pen and a left-handed coffee cup. And I was like, okay, those, no. Those are not
They're left-handed ambidextrous. Specific. Yeah.
But they showed me that with a pen, if you're right-handed, you're pulling it.
Yeah, you
if
drag
you're left-handed,
it. You drag
you're
it.
Pushing.
Right, you drag it through the ink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to get our special pens, special scissors, coffee mugs. See, here's the problem. I've got this in the left hand, and the logo. Oh, it's exactly. On both sides, so it doesn't really.
Right, but that's true. So Lewis wanted a coffee cup so that when he held it with his left hand, everyone could see the picture. Because otherwise, he's the only one who gets to enjoy it. And he wants to share that image with the world.
See, it's a beautiful thing. Lewis, I have to say, you represent lefties well.
Yeah, he...
As opposed to people like me.
Well, you know what? I think, Leo, you know, maybe tell your family about the left-handed store so that, you know, your next birthday, Father's Day, whatever, you never know what sort of left-handed wear would come your way.
They would actually appreciate that because, frankly, I'm a very difficult person to buy stuff for. And even though this left-handed stuff is crap, at least it looks like they thought it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Put some effort
into it. Specific to you.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe 10% of the population.
Is that what it is for lefties? That's a shame.
I think so. Something like that.
So we start off with a slap chop rap. Slap chop is a great device.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking though, because there is this huge market for kitchen gadget infomercials. But I remember one of my favorites, and the first time I really loved and appreciated the art of the infomercial was the Ginsu knife.
Right. That was the first, wasn't it?
That was the first for me. And I don't know if it was the first ever, but I mean, you really have to watch it. And when I was watching it on YouTube, it made me want to, I almost called the 800 number and bought them again. It's just such an amazing commercial. It's the line, how much would you pay for this? But wait, there's more. That I really think that Ginsu, they took that and they ran with it and they sold it. They
did. They invented, but wait, there's more?
I don't know if they invented it, but they sure get the credit in my, you know.
But wait, there's more. Yeah,
Now how much would you pay?
Yeah. So this is all stuff that was as seen on TV. Let's see if I can pull this up here and play the Ginsu knife.
Ginsu?
In Japan, the hand can be used like a knife.
Oh, I remember this.
But this method doesn't work with a tomato. That's why we use the Ginsu.
This is the original.
No kitchen should be without. The Ginsu can cut a slice of bread so thin you can almost see through it. It cuts meat better than an electric knife and goes through frozen food as though it were melted butter. The Ginsu is so sharp it can cut through a tin can and still slice a tomato like this. It can chop wood and still remain razor sharp. What's more, it's a knife that will last forever. How much would you pay for a knife like this? Before you answer, listen. It even comes with a matching fork to make carving a pleasure. Wait, there's much, much more. We also want you to have this 6-in-1 kitchen tool. It peels and slivers carrots, peels potatoes, and slices paper-thin potatoes.
Now, let me ask you, Cammy, did you knife, even fall for this? Carrots.
I've never bought them because I think that when in the height of Ginsu mania, I think that I was like still living with my parents.
Right.
You know?
This was 1978. You were two.
No. I think I was 16 or something. Oh, but anyway, you know, but now I'm watching that commercial and I had my phone and my credit card ready.
You want to buy this Ginsu.
Do they still make them? Do they still make Ginsu?
Oh, I'm thinking they do. Now they have, I remember.
Well, they have a 50-year guarantee. So
if you had an old one, welcome to genuineginsu.com. Where they still sell the genuine Ginsu knife.
Is it the same deal, though? Because I really want the matching steak knife set and all the other. I want everything. The whole kit and caboodle.
But wait, all of it. There's more.
Now, how much would you
pay?
That
was Ed Valenti, by the way, who created this. Forged of Japanese stainless steel. Yeah, it's not forged. It's pressed. And yeah, you're right. It's sharp when it starts, but don't try to sharpen it.
But did you see it was like a lumberjack tool? It's a kitchen tool. You name it. They can cut anything.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
The guy's name is Quick Cut. I don't believe that's his actual name, Quick Cut.
What guy's name is Quick Cut?
The guy behind the Ginsu knife.
Really?
Douglas. Oh, it's not his name. It's not his name. It's the name.
It's his handle.
Hey, Douglas Quick Cut. Remember me from the Ginsu knife? Well, but now, I remember we got suckered by a high school kid.
Those are other knives. What are those knives called?
Cutco.
Ah.
Cutco, where they go around, they get the high school kids to sell those. And you can't say no.
Right.
I felt so bad for the poor kid. He came. He had the suitcase full of knives.
Yeah, that just seems like really irresponsible.
Don't give knives to a
No.
And then, you know what? Jennifer is such a sucker. So she ordered the whole set, like $400 worth of Cutco knives. And I came home. I said, you ordered those? Those are terrible knives. She said, but they're really sharp. You cut a penny with one. I said, how often do you cut a penny?
When you need to make change. You know, like when you're at a gas station and it says it's 309.9 cents. And you would just want 1 gallon.
So we got the knives and they were just awful. And we sent all but a couple back, and you know, came with a free, you know, like holder, which was like pieces of plastic. And so he sent them all back except for a couple. Just, I was curious. And yeah, they're dull now. They were really sharp when they arrived, well, though.
So the kid made the big commission on the $400 worth of knives. Did they then have to track that kid down and take it back because you sent it back?
I feel bad, kind of. Feel really bad.
Well, you know what? That kid should have sold Ginsu because those things, man.
Sharp.
Yeah, 50-year guarantee, too, I tell ya. I tell you. But so the Ginsu commercial reminded me about how there's this website, asseenontv.com, that has everything. And if you go to asseenontv.com and then you click on kitchen, it will open you up to a world.
I'm not sure I want to be opened up. Look at all this crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is, you know, and they actually have like a Billy Mays memorial page on SEO.
Oh, well, the late Billy Mays is a legend.
Yeah, I know.
So kitchen, fitness, diet, household, health and beauty, autos, cycle. So
if you go to the kitchen part.
I'm at the kitchen part.
There's one you need to check out. It's the bottle top.
The
bottle top is one of my favorite inventions.
This is like
ever.
The back of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, well, look for the bottle top. They have a little commercial they'll show you.
I don't even know how to find anything in here.
Did you go to kitchen?
I'm in kitchen. Okay. I believe I am. I'm in kitchen. Okay. I see the most popular are containers, Big Top something, and the GT Express. Let's see. The
All
auto.
All right. Well, the bottle top.
Where is it? Tell me where. I'm looking at it right now.
Let me see if I can see it on your thing.
Bottle top. Maybe if I searched for bottle top.
Search for bottle top. Do a search. There, that's a novel idea.
And, you know, these searches on the websites, they never work. I always just go to Google. And that's what they've done, actually. This is a Google search.
If you go to the bottle top thing.
Here it is. It snaps on and seals.
It's impossible to close an open can with a pop top.
Yes.
Open cans spill in the fridge.
They do.
What a mess. What a waste.
Introducing
bottle top. The ingenious new way that turns your can into a bottle with the snap of a can.
Wait a minute. Let me say that again. Turns your can into a bottle.
Bottle top attaches to almost any can, soda, beer, iced tea, or energy drink. It snaps in place. Instantly to seal the top.
Wait a minute.
When you're done, just snap off the top so it's reusable. Look, open metal cans can't travel. What a waste. Bottle top turns your can.
You just snap a top onto a can.
No,
and it's
amazing?
A bottle.
And if you look at the thing, it said originally it was $40. Now only $10.
Yeah, I'm sure it was $40. Who paid $40 for that?
Now it's only
$10. What do you get? How many bottles? Oh, you get six bottle tops. And if you order today, they'll send a second set free, plus a bonus can tab lifter. How many times have you tried to lift a can tab and couldn't do it, just didn't have the strength? Well, thanks to the bonus can tab lifter, opening cans are a snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also on SCN on TV, there's things where they've taken, I mean, that's like a completely new and novel idea, but then they take old ideas and they combine them. Like there's something, and I did send you a link to this one on SCN on TV, the 3-in-1 breakfast maker. This is an incredible appliance because, you know, lots of people for breakfast like to have toast, eggs, coffee. Now, it is quite a problem to have to make coffee in a coffee maker, toast in a toaster.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's all of them together.
All in one.
So it's a little toaster oven, a little fry pan, and a little coffee maker. Perfect for dorm rooms and studio apartments. Perfect for elves and other small people.
And then my next favorite thing as seen on TV, which is an appliance I don't have but I need, is the butter dispenser. And this is like...
Is it a squirt bottle?
It's an extruder. So I guess what you do, it's sort of like the way you would use like a frosting decorator sort of thing for cake decorating. So it's also on your SCN on TV little link. It is so disgusting. But think of how much joy you could bring to the next dinner party if you decorated everybody's baked potato with a dollop of butter extruded from the butter dispenser.
I like how it's got like an industrial-sized crank on it. Because, oh, look, don't just spread a ribbon of butter. It's like, oh, wait a minute. This is from Play-Doh. This is the same thing. It's got all the different cutouts.
Oh, like, you're right.
You could do a star, a ribbon. It's Play-Doh.
I just like anything that extrudes. I like to use that word as often as possible.
Wow, how much? Oh, it's only $14.95 plus $6.95 postage and handling, U.S. shipping charge standard.
Of course.
But I mean, if the butter were too soft, it would just come out. And if it were too hard.
Yeah, it probably has to be like, you know, refrigerated, not room temperature, somewhere between refrigerated and room temperature.
But listen to this. The butter dispenser can turn one stick of butter into a ribbon over 10 feet long.
Wow. God, I have like an idea for a new Olympic event.
The butter excursion.
Who can have the longest continuous ribbon of butter?
Well, Jim, he's already out to 8 feet now. There's never been before anybody's gone quite that far. I don't know. You know, it's a little tough. The butter isn't exactly as cold as it ought to be today. I could see it.
I know.
I'd watch that. It wouldn't be much worse than the luge.
No. Exactly. More useful. Because afterwards, everybody can run up with their scones and begin slathering. Now...
Slather my scones. That's a butter extruder. Come on over here.
So before we go on, I think I should take a break right now. Because people probably need to digest a little bit. It's been a tough, long, hard slog.
Cleansing breath.
Through the world of As Seen on TV. This would be a good time to mention our sponsor today, the fine folks at Audible.com. You know, Cammy, this is a great place to get audiobooks. It'll go on your iPod, your iPhone, your Zune, your Kindle.
Oh, can you look something up for me?
Sure. Is there a book you've been looking to listen to? All right. Let's see what it is.
It's called Winter Dance by Gary Paulson, and it's about the Iditarod, I think. Winter Dance by Gary.
Now, is this a school assignment?
No, it's my book club, and as usual, I forgot to read the book. So that's why I love Audible, because then I can like pop it in while I'm doing my...
Exactly. Unfortunately, they don't have that, but they do have the Iditarod, Story of the Last Great Race. If you read, this one's good.
Listen to that one, and I'll just tell them.
Yeah, it's only 23 minutes, so you could listen to it on the way over to the book club meeting.
Seriously, like how much difference could there be between Winter Dance, the excitement of the Iditarod, and the story of the last great race?
So Audible is a great place to find bestsellers, science fiction, nonfiction. This is what my wife just read, Half Broke Horses, a true life novel. She likes reading about pioneer stuff.
Oh, I do too.
Do you?
I do, because it makes me feel better about, you know, how hard my life is now.
This is the story, the endearing tale of Lily Casey Smith, a woman born into poverty in the early 1900s frontier of West Texas. That's not my kind of book. But the beauty of this is there's something for everybody. Let me go to the sci-fi and fantasy section, see what they got here. If you go right now to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast, audiblepodcast.com/munchcast, you could pick a book right now and get it for free.
What I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Would be a good one. Any Anthony Bourdain would be good.
Oh, they do have Anthony Bourdain stuff.
I was just reading because, we're talking about the gadgets and garlic presses are gadgets. He's one of the people who's very much against garlic presses.
Because it bruises the garlic.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. I don't know what that crap is that comes out, but I hate it.
I think we've recommended. I think this is really if you're a Munchcast listener and you haven't read Kitchen Confidential, you got to read this. Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly by Anthony Bourdain. Anthony, let me play a little bit. He narrates this.
Yeah, he's great.
Of course, there's every possibility this book could finish me in the business. There will be horror stories. Heavy drinking, drugs, screwing in the dry goods area, unappetizing revelations about bad food handling and unsavory industry-wide practices.
I can't wait. What more could you ask for than screwing in the pantry and unsavory industry-wide practices?
Wasn't he just reading the description of Munchcast? That's really weird. How did he do that?
This is Anthony Bourdain. I am a chef, but I may not be much longer after I tell you about screwing in the pantry and unsavory industry practices in Kitchen Confidential. This would be fun to listen to. Now, the quality of that clip wasn't great, but I got to tell you, this is available in all audio formats, including the new enhanced format from Audible, which is super high. CD quality sounds beautiful.
It's like he's whispering it in your ear.
Instead of sounding like this, he sounds like this. Let me tell you about unsavory industry practices in 16 kilobit, 44.1 megahertz sound. I'm in your left
ear. It's like a lullaby.
I'm in your right ear. Anyway, get this one for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. Actually, you can get anything here for free. You get a credit toward a free book when you sign up for that gold account. That's a book a month. You can cancel it any time. That book is yours to keep. I highly recommend it. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So when I was designing to do this, one of the inspirations was somebody told me, I was talking about deviled eggs and how it's so hard when you bring them to a party and they're sliding all over your plate. And I finally got a deviled egg holder. And now my mom got me a deviled egg caddy that I can bring to a party and then put on the holder. But then someone told me about this whole square hard-boiled egg contraption. Now, have you heard about these? Do you know about this? It's amazing. They take, I sent you a thing, square eggs. It is this little.
This is how press. This all started.
You take a hard-boiled egg and then you put it in this thing and you press it down and you put it in the fridge and you forget about it. You can only do one egg at a time, unfortunately. But then it comes out like a cube.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't cook the egg in it?
No.
Huh. Huh. So this is square eggs.
Yeah.
And where do you get this? Is it?
They have it at Amazon. I was having a hard time finding it. Wait, hang on a second.
I see happycookers.com, but I don't see.
Yeah, that was the link that I ended up getting, but then it wasn't there. So I think that Amazon has the egg cuber, but it is something I'm going to have to track down. And then the other thing that's really cool that I got my sister for her birthday this last year were onion goggles. Now, have you ever seen the onion goggles?
No, but I need them. You don't cry, or if you do cry, nobody knows you're crying?
Well, you do a little Google search on onion goggles, and they sell them everywhere. I think I got my sister them on Amazon, but they have them in fashionable colors. I got hers in pink, and they just protect your eyes somehow from the
sure,
gas.
They seal your eyes in so you don't get the gas.
Yeah, see, aren't those fashionable?
Yeah.
They look like something Bono would wear.
They do. You see, this is why you go to Think Geek, because Think Geek just doesn't sell the glasses. They tell you that the problem is inside the cell walls of a typical onion are a collection of enzymes called alanase and Prensco.
I was going to say that, but I couldn't pronounce it.
As soon as you cut into an onion, the walls separating these two enzymes break, creating one propanol sulfenic acid, which further breaks down into propanthiol S oxide gas. And man, that stuff's going to make you cry like a little girl. So you need the goggles.
You lost her puppy.
Yeah. Look how happy she looks. He's crying, but she's happy.
Well, she's got the goggles and looking good. And my sister told me that not only, my sister's a triathlete, by the way.
I've met your sister, I think, haven't I?
Yeah, she's like amazing. She's performed. She's competed in a bunch of Ironmans and stuff.
Is that a word? Competed? Competed?
She competes.
She's competed.
Iron Man. But anyway, she says those onion goggles work great as glasses for when you're cycling.
How about this? Okay. Whatever. What happens when you get a fish?
Who wants to clean and debone it?
And you got to clean and debone it.
What gives? You want to do it? Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner. The Wonder Boner? Oh, you laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this. You take the fish, find the top of the spine, slide him through the ring on the Wonder Boner, and...
Look at that. The bone comes right out.
Voila! The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that.
Introducing the Wonder Boner, the amazing new fishing tool that makes deboning fish a breeze. The Wonder Boner's unique design removes the bones from trout, char, and whitefish.
Now that's real. That's a real deal.
Is it really? It is not. It can't possibly be. Really?
You need, well, of course.
All right, okay. Okay.
What do you think? I'm faking it? It's 1995.
All I know is my entire family is now in the room.
It's the spineless Wonder Boner.
Well, the Wonder Boner is something, now I know what I'm getting half the people on my Christmas list next year. So many people wrote in to me about how much they love their George Foreman grills.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a Foreman. However, there's a bunch of great songs. It's the only appliance song that I could really find was songs about the George Foreman grill. And people use the Foreman for just about everything.
Yeah.
I know in The Office, I think Michael Scott used it to warm his foot up. I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Burned his foot on his foot.
You know what we bought, which is kind of the next generation, is the Big City Slider Station.
What's the Big City Slider Station?
You don't know about the Big City Slider Station? Oh,
no.
Let me tell you. Let me just show you a little
Billy
bit.
Billy Mays back with the original Big City Slider Station. the fast and easy way to make delicious mini burgers. Giant burgers are sloppy and slide out the bun. Mini burgers are easy to grip and way more fun. It's so easy to scoop.
We actually bought this.
Oh my God, that looks exactly like the cupcake maker that I saw when
probably
I was Googling
the, probably
around.
The same thing.
I think it is.
It just depends what you're putting in there. So the idea is you get five. It looks like a one of those five spots on a dice, you know? There's mm-hmm. five little depressions. You put a little ball of burger in there, and it's got a press. So you don't have to flip it. It's got a double-sided nonstick surface. It works on any stove. You just scoop, press, and cook. And, you know, I'll vouch for it.
And is there a place where, like, is there like a spit valve, like an oil valve where all the grease comes out?
Like a little gutter? No, no. That's why you don't have to flip it. It's frying in its own grease, baby.
Wow. Wow. That is impressive. Yeah. Was that is as seen on
I don't know what happened. Yeah, oh, yeah. That was Billy Mays. You know, it's funny because you can go to the website, the Big City Slider official website, and they still have Billy Mays on there. They don't even say anything. They don't say, like, R.I.P., we're sorry
Dude,
to see him go.
They're like, we paid that guy, and we are going to get what we paid for.
We bought the infomercial, and that's it.
Press down and grill. The unique design forms the patty and cooks both sides at once, so you never have to flip them. In just 2 minutes, you'll have 5-mouth-watering sliders.
Why is he yelling?
He always shouts. That's Billy Mays.
Did he start at the county fairs in that?
They all did. So did the Slapchop guy. They all were those guys that had a little microphone on, and they were standing. Mm-hmm. And there's 20 of them in a big hall next mm-hmm. to the steer shed, mm-hmm. and they're all shouting, and they all got something to sell. That's how they started. That's how you learn the ropes. You know, you and I, when we started in radio, we paid our dues. We worked our way up.
Yeah.
These guys, this is how they pay their dues. Work their way up.
And now we're working our way down.
Should have a little mini bun maker. That's a good point, Dr. Mom.
You know what you could use are those King's Hawaiian rolls.
Those little rolls.
Those little rolls. Those are good.
Are they slightly sweet?
They're slightly sweet, but that'd be good on a burger.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be good. So, you know, back to the foreman. I sent you a couple of songs, and one of them is this gospel song about the George Foreman Grill that, you know, it being Sunday, I think is highly appropriate.
Well, let's get into it. I think that's Sister Aretha right there.
Woo. I think it's the...
Wow.
That... I think it's the people who sang the Jeffersons theme song.
I'm moving on up to the George Foreman Grill. Here's another one. This is another one.
Oh, Rich Hall. He's great.
George Foreman Grill. George Foreman Grill.
It's the same song.
If you won't cook my dinner, George Foreman will. I've got a George Foreman grill. I've got a George Foreman grill. If you won't cook my dinner, George Foreman will.
He made like $400 million.
He was a master of masters in the sweetest science. To you, he's just a name on a kitchen appliance. How can you be so stupid? How can you be so dumb not to know that George Foreman was as mean as they come? He went 8 rounds in Kinshasa with Muhammad Ali. He didn't float like a butterfly or sting like a bee. Just lay on that canvas all quiet and still. But he was dreaming up the plans for a cheap sandwich grill.
I love it. Rich Hall, he is funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah,
but it's amazing
all true.
That someone goes from being a boxer to seriously having one of the most amazing and popular home appliances ever.
I read somewhere how much he made, and it's just like this huge amount of money on this thing. I don't think he invented it or anything. They just said, who can we get to endorse
it? Yeah, he probably was, you know, pretty low on their list. Probably a lot of people said, nah, you know. Suzanne Summers said, no, I got the Thighmaster. You know, Bill Bixby was like, no, I've got the Hulk happening.
100 million George Foreman grills have been sold since 1995.
And what are they, like $30? So,
Let me see. Foreman signed a $137.5 million deal with Salton, giving them unrestricted use of his name and marketing the lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine and related products. That's more than Michael Jordan got for Nike.
That's amazing.
130. I'm glad George Foreman got all that.
Because he has all those baby Georges to feed.
They're all named, all his kids are named George Foreman. That's one of my favorite parts of 30 Rock is Tracy Jordan's second son is named George Foreman.
Well, that's two 30 Rocks in one Munchcast. That's pretty good, Leo.
Did I mention it earlier?
That's the second reference.
Jeez Louise, I'm watching too much of that show. Wow.
So other little kitchen appliances that came in were the egg cracker, which why someone needs an egg cracker?
Whoa, it's hard to crack a good egg.
It's on craziestgadgets.com. It's not that hard, Leo. I can even do it with one hand. Can you do the one-handed egg crack?
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how sloppy do you get, though? Do you lose?
Of course, for you, you'd have to get left-handed eggs, but for me, it's no
Do you
no
get
problem.
A little, come on. Oh, hey, there's a, is that Lewis or Henry in there?
That's Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Hello.
Is that the lefty?
Yeah.
You know, this is what I would
you
call.
You can crack them this way.
Over design.
You can crack them that way. And we've all done this. But no matter how you crack them, you always end up picking out eggshells. Not anymore. Introducing Easy Cracker, the ingenious new product that lets
that's
you crack
just,
open
that's
eggs.
That's just over design.
Even crack hard boiled eggs quickly
this thing
and easily
looks,
without the
it's
mess.
A Rube
Watch,
Goldberg
it's
gadget.
So easy.
It's totally.
Simply insert an egg into the cradle and squeeze to instantly crack and release the egg from its shell. No more messy countertops.
Fine.
No more slimy stovetops. The Easy Cracker separates
one of
any
these.
Size egg from its shell in one.
Any so size egg, Cammy. Right can you bag. Say that no about your egg cracker?
I guess you're right. Even those, you know, those huge dinosaur eggs that are so unruly.
Any size egg. Try an ostrich egg. Go ahead. I dare you. Holy cow.
Try a salmon egg. Any size of eggs.
Any size chicken egg. Let's leave it at that. Maybe not a pullet. Maybe not a quail.
What about a seized candy egg?
Eggshells ruin those muffins.
Don't those eggshells? Don't you hate it when eggshells ruin a muffin?
So you never have to worry about
it. It's just so funny in the beginning when they have so many ways to screw up cracking an egg.
Who knew how dangerous it was? But wait, this is another but wait. There's more. Wait a minute, let's see.
What else do you get?
So don't ruin another egg dish again. Just crack. Crack. Crack away with Easy Cracker. Now you can order the amazing Easy Cracker with egg separator for only $19.95. But wait, we'll also send you the original Bacon Wave to cook the tastiest, healthiest bacon right in your microwave.
Healthy, healthy bacon.
Fat and grease. A $20 value, yours free. So crack down on messes. Order your Easy
you know,
Cracker now.
I'm telling you, I could see buying that.
You know what? I think that it's funny that every single Munchcast, no matter what we talk about, ends up with bacon. I was like
bacon.
Completely ignoring bacon this time.
No,
and it
you
snuck
can't.
Up on me, and but wait, there's more.
You can't. Yeah, but wait, there's bacon. But wait, there's bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. What's this fabtastic food?
Oh, that is amazing. It is. It's for kids.
Yeah.
But it's another appliance that every home should have.
You know, we Easy Bake Oven guy passed away. We talked about that last time. Let's take a look at the fabtastic food.
It's fabtastic food.
Wow, it's cool cookie creations. Cut it, shape it, decorate it. Cool cookie creations. And there's the funky sandwich maker. Make it, shape it. Funky sandwich maker and cool cookie creations.
That's quite literally a cookie cutter.
But in really festive colors.
It's fabtastic.
And funky sandwich cutter.
Funky sandwich cutter.
I'm pretty sure that's Jack Wild from HR Puff and Stuff.
Is it really? I love
know.
Him. It's a fab. Well, how about this one? This is a McFlurry.
McFlurry maker.
Oh, that's
you can
healthy.
Make a McFlurry anytime.
Wait a minute.
Look at
those girls are kind of hot. That's kind of, I don't know. They're selling preteen lust there. What is this?
Anytime.
They're doing the
bangles.
Oh boy. They're doing the McFlurry.
You can swirl it any toppings you
of course,
want
the girls are cooking, but the boys are eating.
Just
just pour. No. Crank. Yeah. Push. Come on. Fix. Huh?
That's too much work. That's too many steps.
It's the cool treatment kids can eat. You can fix it up any way you want it. McKids McFlurry Maker.
McKids McFlurry Maker comes with everything here. Additional ingredients needed and sold separately from Spin Master.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
I will tell you, though, there's an appliance that we got that my kids use all the time, and that is their, it's a hot dog roaster, and it has these little rotating rotisserie, and it's just like at the movie theater. It's on those Ooh. Rolling steel bars.
Yes, get real movie theater hot dogs in your home in minutes.
But the good part is there's nothing they have to cook. You just plug it in, and it just rotates, and so it's easy for kids to cook their own food.
Yeah.
And believe me, when mommy's had a martini, that's the best way to go.
Kids, get the hot dog rotisserie. Mommy's going to bed.
So there you have it.
There you have it, everybody.
Geeky gadgets for foodies.
This brought up a lot of wonderful memories for me. And
good.
Mom going to bed early and me making my own dinner. And I thank you for that. That's great. Did we get the heated dip tray on? I don't know. Maybe we could.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's As Seen on TV. I highly recommend. And for I will do all my Christmas shopping on As Seen on TV. Besides the Wonder Boner, I think that the heated dip bowl might be something too, because.
Well, you don't want to. Oh, unfortunately, Henry and Lois heard you say the thing about the. Yeah. You don't really want your dip to get cool.
No.
You want your dip to stay warm.
Yeah, Danny, that company makes a lot of great appliances and gadgets.
This is, $40 plus $10 shipping and handling. That's $50 for a heated dip bowl.
But you know what? If you have dip every night, and you sort of, you prorate that over 5 years, it's like a nickel a night.
It's nothing. Yeah.
And life is too short for cold dip. Life is way too short for cold queso.
Cold queso? No. Not with the new Denny dip heater upper. All right, Cammie, this has been a blast and a half. I thank you so much. Make sure you tune in Munchcast. We do it every Sunday afternoon
about this
time. Two-ish.
But not next week.
Yes.
She'll be on. We've got the Pinewood Derby for Cub Scouts.
Oh, that's good. I like doing that. Good luck on that. And in 2 weeks hence, at two-ish, we go Jewish with Jewish food.
Yay! All right, Leo. Happy munching.
See you next time on Munchcast.